Our World Cafe Week at the Warhol, recorded on stage at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, continues today with Catherine Whalen. Catherine is probably still best known as the lead singer for the band Squirrel Nut Zippers, who had a meteoric career during the 90s swing craze. Her new album is very different, recorded off of tracks assembled on her producer David Sales' laptop. Today, though, she is accompanied by the North Carolina-based band Hobex. The set starts with this performance of The Funnest Game.
Playing the funniest game.
Catherine Whelan, and we begin the set tonight the same way that The Dirty Little Secret begins, with The Funnest Game. Yeah. Catherine, good to see you, first of all. Good to hear you. That sounds great.
Thank you. Good to see you.
This album kind of didn't have its start with you, though, did it? It kind of came out of left field.
I know. It was just a happy accident, again, happening to me. It's wonderful.
Do you call Squirrel Nut Zippers a happy accident as well?
Well, kind of, yeah, because I had never sung before, and I got in that band, and then we just got so lucky.
Indeed. Good luck. David Sale was the guy we're talking about who kind of brought this project to you. And tell people a little bit about who he is.
Well, he's a producer. He's a friend of a friend of mine. And he was in the town next to where I live. And he needed a girl to sing some demos. And our friend said, well, call her. She can sing. and then we just started writing together and did seven songs. And then a record company contacted us. And we did five more and made this record.
Now, but what was unusual about this was, if you can put this on, you hear a lot of cool tracks and loops and things. A lot of it coming out of a laptop, right?
That's right. You should see his laptop. It's all dirty and covered in coal dust, and it's hideous.
Now, the other thing that's different, and that is, I was just checking, that's one of the songs that you worked on the lyrics on, which is also something new.
Yeah, he got me to write. He said, you should write. It would be more personal if you would write, so I did.
What did that mean? How did that work?
How did we do it?
Yeah.
We would just sit down, and he would have a melody, and sometimes he'd have a chorus, and he would sort of mumble, and I would kind of write down what I thought he was saying, and then I would write stuff that I thought would fit, and we would try to tell a story that was, you know, fit the song.
Well, now, next up is Dirty Little Secret. Is that one of the ones you wrote, or is it one of his?
That was one he had already done.
Cool.
All of a piece.
Title track of the new album, Catherine Whelan's playing live.
Something I should all say that you can't figure out. There's something inside of me that I just can't get out. But every now and then I go wild, but I never tell. Cause I hide my dirty little secret inside. You know I never tell a doesn't matter to me, it means nothing at all. It's just another dream, it's just another fall. And what goes up must come down, but the world spins around. And I hide my dirty little secret inside. You know I never tell a lie, I know, so I have to hide. Shows, though I think they stay.
you. Thank you.
Catherine Whelan playing live today on the World Cafe. And we were talking about all the sounds on this new album coming out of a laptop. And those of you who are really astute about music will note that that wasn't a laptop playing there, because a laptop can't improvise. Who's playing with you today?
I am borrowing this fabulous band called Hobex that's out of North Carolina where I live. They're awesome, y'all.
So it's kind of like having to revisit these songs and kind of figure out how to do them all over again in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. One of the things, it's been a while since you've been making music. You, Jazz Squad was, how, boy, that was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. And you've been parenting since then, but single parenting.
Yeah, sure have.
Now, how's the single mom rock and roll lifestyle thing going to work?
Well, I have she has a good granny.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's tough enough to be on the road. So
yeah.
No children on the road. I've always been curious about, and you kind of alluded a bit to this, about the rise of Squirrel Nut Zippers and what happened to them, because I think they're one of the most interesting stories of a band ever, because it seems like it almost started as kind of an art project or something.
That's what they told me to get me up there to do it.
And then it just became so huge. And then, of course, it was attached to sort of a swing fad that was around at the time, too. How did it feel at the end for you? I'm sure there were a lot of different viewpoints of that.
It was just such a tempest. So I was in a daze, really, by the end of it. But I look back on it, and I'm really proud of it. It was a neat thing.
Unbelievable music. If people go
Thank
back
you.
And listen to those albums, they're just the great arrangements. And that's one of the things that's kind of cool about this new. We talk about, you know, playing to a laptop. It's not just all about the beats. There's all kinds of kind of neat ways of using. I guess I don't even know what it is. Recorded snippets of music. And
I didn't see him make the tracks. It was all sort of mysterious to me. I'd be like, how'd you do that? No, but he would do it.
But and it's great to hear these things live. You want to do something else from the album, or what's
yes,
next?
Yes, please.
Okay.
When I heard they cut her hair, saw it fall, she wasn't really there. Lighting candles for each time, changed her mind. They told her not to cry. Cast inside a window, cut in crazy that aside with the light, that means she thought things through. And though she thinks she's doing fine, she's breaking home, leaving fires on. She can't turn out the light. Angel's coming home. She got nowhere to go. She's living hell on the eye. I don't know, no. Angel's coming home. is a time for the phone. She searches for her number that she used to call her own. And she knows that it's a lie. Her backward eye, crime when she was shy. Dreams that have no color and dirty.
That's Angel from Catherine Whalen on stage at the Andy Warhol Museum. Our thanks to Catherine and the band for playing live for us. If you're looking for her new album, find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is easy to find also at our website, worldcafe.npr.org.